And my outcome is going to be my new book, Backstage, as well as the movie that we're planning to film within the next 18 months, Unlimited Realities. So may my story embrace you, fill you with light and love, and give you the courage to make your changes while trusting the universe. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm here with Sharon. I feel very lucky and blessed at this moment. How are you doing tonight, Sharon?
Hey, this is a gorgeous, fabulous evening. And I love it that you're in Austin, only because I'm doubly sensitive to Austin because that's where my son lives. And I get there a lot. So now I can see both of you when I'm there.
Oh, boy. And I've got a guest room.
Good, because he no longer does.
Oh, there you go. I'm excited. I really do. So how is everything going with you and your show? And tell me about the nemeology for the people that have not heard you before.
Nemology science is the study of the placement of the letters in a name and how they interact together to tell us all about ourselves. And in our birth name, you can see literally the whole contract for this lifetime, when things are supposed to happen, the seven reasons that you've come, what you've come to learn, you know, how to go about doing it. How are you going to know you've completed it? You know, you can compare two names and you can see how people get along or where the tough spots are. And you know, Elizabeth, this is a really weird year because I have done so many name readings and they seem to have a theme this year.
And oh, what is that?
Breakups or breakthroughs?
There you go. How about both? I'm going to do both.
You know, but it seems like so many of the readings, when I'm looking at the names and the timing, I'm going, wow, people are breaking up. But then other yep. people are having this incredible breakthroughs, you know, these aha moments.
Yes, I do know that. One of my friends in Texas, I think, is going through his aha moment. He never thought that he would experience what he's experiencing in a relationship. And, you know, every relationship is different. And sometimes we go a long time before we have another one. So we all have to learn, don't we?
Well, I look at it that I'm finally ready for one. You know, it was almost 30 years ago when I, you know, became a single parent. And I just got busy doing my own thing and working with others and rearing kids.
But you did your big move last year. You're in Tennessee. You moved up from Texas, no, Florida to Tennessee. So uh-huh. you've done it. Now I'm doing it. So I think it's great.
Yeah. You know, well, it's fun. But a lot of people are moving. And I love to help them with moves on where good places are for them that match them.
I sat out front of this house. I have to tell this story, Sharon. I sat in front of this house with Donna and the realtor, and I called Sharon, and I said, okay, here's the house number. What do you think? And she gave me the whole rundown about how it was great, the neighbors were great, and I went inside. I loved this house, and I took it immediately.
And we tested quite a few others first and said, no, you don't want there.
Well, the first one I went into, everything turned dark, and I didn't even get through the door, and the realtor got upset with me, but you got to trust your instincts. I know, but isn't it neat? It's just neat the way that this has all happened. And I have leaned on the people who I just thanked. I really wanted to do that. Now, I want to ask you something. Everybody's been talking about 2019 and 2020. Based on nemology, when we go into the new decade, what happens with 2019, 2020, 2021? Can you tell me?
I can tell you what I'm seeing in a lot of people's names because that's how I do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to me, because the timing is in the names, that people are re-looking at their finances. They're re-looking at what's important in their life during this time period. And they're really getting picky. They're picking and choosing. And they're saying, look at what friends have picked me versus the friends that I've chosen. And it needs mm-hmm. to be mutual choosing. And a lot of people are changing locations, or they're clearing out the old stuff and making room for new, or they're just getting rid of clutter. And I really think we're going into where people are simplifying their lives.
I do too.
It's too complex right now.
I do too. By the way, we do have a caller on the phone. Amy is calling from California. Her last name begins with an S. Birth is August 5th. And I'd love to say hello. Amy, are you there?
Hey, Elizabeth and Sharon. You guys are the best radio show people. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Do you know, Amy, we were just mentioning that my son was in Austin, and except for the difference in year, you have the same, your birthdays are on the same day.
Who?
Your son's.
I'm sorry, who? Do you,
her son. So, Amy, do you have a question about your name for Sharon?
Well, yes, Sharon. You know I'm selling Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm just so, I'm in this paranoid state about that property, and I have no idea why. Well, I do, the tenants. But, you know, I don't know if you have anything to tell me more with my name or what I can do, because I just have so much anxiety about this property.
Give me that, just the number on the and the street name.
1226 North Canton, Canton Avenue.
Okay, so it's like this property is bringing up all kinds of power struggles for you. Okay, and it's about relationships and power and where you're willing to give and where you're not willing to give. The house or the property, as you go to sell it, is literally attempting to teach you cooperation and boundaries. Where are your boundaries? How far are you willing to cooperate? And where's that boundary where you won't anymore? Okay. And so if you can look at it and say, this is a lesson for me. I am grateful for the lesson. And now where's the silver lining? And if you always look for that silver lining, Amy, it helps it. Because I know you want to get those things sold. And this is a really good time period to sell property. Elizabeth, do you want to add to that?
Well, Amy has called before and spoken to Frank and I. I think I've just about told her everything. I do expect her to have success with it by the end of August. I believe that's what we said, Amy. Isn't that true?
Right. Uh-huh.
So nothing's changed along there.
Great. I just think it's a little more comfort.
Yeah, we're happy to hold your hand with it. But just know that as you give gratitude for it, then the universe always gives you more to be grateful for. And this one has lessons in it, and it's literally lessons in boundaries.
So why don't you try this, Amy? Here's a little mantra for you. I'm so happy that I have this property to sell at this time to improve my life. I'm so happy
that
I have this property that I can sell at this time to improve my life. And so it is.
I love that. Thank you.
I accept the sale as it comes along now. Put the word now in there. I accept the sale as it comes along now.
Accept the sale as it comes along now. Okay.
All right. I think we got you going
week.
Here. Well, thank you.
Thank
I
you.
Think it'll help and keep doing it.
I am. Thank you for the support.
Thank you, Amy. So, Sharon, you've been doing a little traveling yourself, and I understand you're in a very special area tonight. You're down by the Babaji Temple. Have you had a chance to be there?
No, we're going to go tomorrow.
Oh,
and I'm really excited about that. And so, we created this win-win for four different people,
mm-hmm.
which is exciting. And so what we did is I flew into Boise, picked up a friend's car because she's moving to the East Coast, but she had two cars and needed somebody to drive one. Taking the car down to Phoenix, but on the way picked up a friend who needed to get to Phoenix. And then from Phoenix, we attended this seminar and I talked with a lot of people. And then we came down to Yuma, where now it's on a dolly because my friend has packed her van and I'm driving it to Kansas to unload for her. And then I'll finish taking the car back east with me. So it's kind of a real roundabout way where I get to help four people by doing something good. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, good. Yeah. As we go into Memorial Day weekend and the summer months of 2019, what are you feeling, especially as we change the month? We're changing Monday into Gemini, and then, of course, we go into June, J-U and G-E-M-I. So what do you feel about those changes energetically?
Well, I look at June as it's a transformational month, because it feels to me like all the energies are moving and changing, and what people would put up at the beginning of June and the end of May, they're not going to want to put up with in June. And I just see July as a lot of decisions are being made on where the boundaries are, what people are going to want, what they're not going to want. It's going to be a little bit awkward, I think, for a lot of people in July. And then it starts getting clearer in August.
Oh, well, that's good. By the end of August, that's funny because, you know, Jupiter is retrograde. And at the end of August, Jupiter goes direct, and that should bring you your good. Meanwhile, we're having the tests of patience and prudence and putting it out there and hoping that we'll get a result. Like Amy that we just spoke with, if she does that mantra for 30 to 60 days, she may get a payoff, but she may get tired of it after 2 weeks. And the secret is you just have to keep going with it, because there's reasons that energy doesn't penetrate. And sometimes it has to break down a fear or break down a wall or break down a resistance before it can manifest, don't you think?
Well, I think it's even that it has to break down something where you're willing.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, I remember the time when I said, okay, let my will be God's will, you know, and how many times I thought, oh man, I just want to push my will forward. You know,
it's like, oh, sure. The battle of the ego, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it became such a mantra, you know, let my will be God's will. You know, and life changed.
Well, I would change that. I would say, let God's will be my will. And that really kills patience, doesn't it? And then I'd say, God, what are you doing here? What's going on?
I read something interesting the other day, Elizabeth, that I'd love your opinion on. You know how it says, normally we've been taught, go out into the world and love everybody, right? You know, and just come from love. And this thing that I read said, instead of doing that, pretend or act as if everybody loves and adores you and see how your world changes.
Yeah, and that works to a point. And sometimes that can
backfire,
interrupt the ego a little bit, because sometimes we don't realize that we take on an egoic approach with that. But if you feel the love pouring into you, then you're receiving. If you go around thinking that everybody loves you, then you're kind of in a different consciousness. The consciousness is I receive, I receive. When you, we used to do an exercise, I'll tell you how it goes. You take your fingertips and you touch your shoulder, both hands. And then you hold out your right hand, you swing it out and say, I give. From your left shoulder, you throw your hand out and say, I give. From your right shoulder, I give. From your left shoulder, I give. Then hold your hands out at a 45-degree angle and try, I receive, and bring that right shoulder back, bring that right hand back to the shoulder. I receive. I receive. And it's very different, because you're not comfortable with receiving as you are comfortable with the giving.
Yeah.
And when your body shifts, then you know you're in balance, because we like to sometimes give more than we receive.
Yeah. But, you know, if we don't receive sometimes, then we're depriving somebody else of the pleasure of giving.
That's true. That's true. But sometimes we just don't receive, or we don't expect to receive. And that has to shift. I think there needs to be a balance.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was a balance in everything?
Oh, well, then we wouldn't have the world. It probably would spin out into outer space or something. I think so. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I have Sharon on with me tonight, and we're doing genealogy, and we are going to take a break and listen to our messages, and we'll be back right after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of May 20th through May 27th, 2019. The moon moves through Sagittarius on Monday, which is perfect for philosophical conversations or a trip into the great outdoors. If you've been itching to move forward with your projects, this could be your week. The action begins on Tuesday when the sun leaves slow-moving Taurus and moves into fast-moving Gemini. This is where the sun brings extra energy to your personal power and strength, lighting up the path for you to move forward in the fast lane. Tuesday, May 21st, both the sun and Mercury align with each other as they move through Gemini. Gemini rules Mercury, the planet of communication. The pace quickens and is a great time for learning new skills, socializing, and shopping for new technology devices. It's best to do a lot of short, quick projects and activities for the next 4 weeks, rather than an activity that requires deep focus and research. You can meet some exciting new people, learn new viewpoints, and enjoy the advantage of becoming deeply curious. If you can step out of your routine on Wednesday morning, you will make eccentric Uranus very happy. Wednesday is definitely not the morning to go into some humdrum job. The tendency is to move fast from subject to subject rather than engage in some deep, profound discussions. This is a time to brainstorm, network, and consider some new choices to bring into your life. Gemini travels at lightning speed, is full of sun energy, but can be very fickle. So be very careful about the choices that you make at this time. The moon moves into friendly Aquarius on Thursday through Saturday. It's a time to meet up with new or old friends. Aquarius wants to bring in the USA Memorial Day holiday weekend, doing something different than normal. The moon is in its quiet void of course phase on Saturday, so make sure you can exchange anything important that you purchase. Better still, hold off on important actions and purchases. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Sharon White. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Inside this new love, die. Your way begins on the other side. Inside this new love, become the sky. Time to take an axe to the prison wall. Walk out like someone suddenly born into color. Do it now. You're covered with thick clouds. Slide out the side. Die and be quiet. Die and be quiet. Thank you. frantic running. A frantic running from silence. The speechless full moon comes out now.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was William Vitalis singing The Speechless Full Moon, which I thought was appropriate tonight, because we're on the full moon in Scorpio. So here we are, Sharon, talking about coming into the Gemini time on Monday. And I know that you said that you thought that June was going to be very fast moving, but Gemini does represent Mercury and fast moving. And the Memorial Day weekend, of course, opens up the summer months. Tell us what you remember, or tell us what you feel about Memorial Day.
You know, I haven't looked that that far in advance, but I think it's going to be a fun time period for people as a whole. I think it's a good time for people to get a hold with families and celebrate and slow down.
I think they want to do something different. I think they're tired of the horse and pony show of let's barbecue or go to the beach. I think they're going to want to do something different. Maybe instead of going to the beach, they'll go to the mountains, or instead of the mountains, they'll go to the beach, or something. But it's M-E-M. What do those words mean?
You mean the
Memorial Day. Yeah, M-E-M.
Yeah. Really, it's like do your own thing. M-E-N says do your own thing with compassion and enjoy your feelings of the day.
And, of course, the most important thing about Memorial Day is remembering our wonderful soldiers who gave their life for our country's freedom. And I always want to say that. Tell us what your schedule is. Do you have things planned?
I do. I'm going up the East Coast in the first part of June, and I've got quite a lot of dates where I'll be talking and people can come hear us. And then in the other part of June, where I'm not on the East Coast, I'm at the East Coast at the end, but toward the 10th, I think it is, it's on my calendar, I'm down in Jackson, Mississippi, giving the Level 1 class. So that's a new one that got added to the calendar. And I'll go down there right before I start going up the East Coast. And so that's an exciting time period in June.
What cities are you going to be on the East Coast? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's all the major ones, like Philadelphia and Boston and going up to Portland, Maine. And then
nice. I'll meet you in Portland, Maine. I'll be up there early July. Okay. And I just wanted to ask you, if someone wanted to learn what you were doing, what should they do?
They would come either take the class for Level 1 Namology Science, or they would order the kit that we have, where it's all, I've taped me giving the class, and it's 6 2.5-hour CDs. And
you still
get all the good stuff with it, because you can still call in and ask questions. We'll answer them. You still are on our monthly calls. You know, for a year afterwards, you are invited to come once a month on the phone call and ask questions and get reviewed and relearning and teaching. And so it's fun. And you can choose which way you want to do it, in person or over the CDs.
And you're finally getting this out into the world, and you've wanted to for so long. I know your book really does teach it very well. Didn't you do a second book?
I actually have 3 books out, but I have 3 more coming out or scheduled this year. The third one may get put into next year. So we have Know the Name, Know the Person, which teaches the personality, and it's coming out in Spanish in June.
Oh, nice.
So they can read it in their native tongue if Spanish is the native tongue as of June. And then we've got Know the Name, Know the Spirit, which is the soul's perspective. And in September, the second edition of that is coming out. And then the third book is Know the Name, Know How to Connect, just focusing on 6 letters and all the information in the first vowel of the first name, because that's how we connect with one another and how to do that. And that's from everything in there is from what you like in the bedroom to what you are like in the boardroom in your communication skills. And so and then in either December, if we can get it out around Thanksgiving, we'll put it out. If not, we'll hold it till January, which will be the Know the Name, Know the Health.
Oh, wonderful. know the name, know the health. I like that a lot. You know, I did want to ask you kind of a health question. I want to know if you can know a person's physical appearance by their name.
There's been a lot of research lately, especially one of the universities over in Israel, and they have done studies, and the answer to that is yes. Now, from nameology point of view, I have gotten some of the letter combinations which imply that somebody's going to be beautiful. And then I've gotten other physically beautiful, and some of the combinations that'll just say that person is so radiant inside that even if they're not the most attractive outside, you wouldn't notice. You know, I haven't really focused on that, you know, because I've really been focusing on know the name, know the health.
Well, you know, in my stargazing report this week, I said that the pace quickens with Gemini and it's a great time for learning new skills and new technology. And I think that Sharon's class is one that you don't want to miss. It's just so wonderful and such a new breakthrough. In the meantime, I'm going to be doing the tour with Amma across the United States, and I'm going to be working with Pujita, who's very special. She is from Japan, and she's a healer, and she's doing her healing sessions with Amma's meetings, healing spiritually, and we're excited about that because it helps plenty of people. She works with the fifth dimension and double helix, Sharon. I know you've met her.
I hope I have.
I remember we had a session with her a long time ago when we were with Mother. So this is the end of tonight's show, and I really, really want to thank you for being here with me tonight, Sharon.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. And, you know, our hurricane names this season are really powerful names, just like Michael. Michael's name says, I like to manifest things and I have a big ego and I need to share that.
Yes, I know that.
So, you know, I'm expecting because of the names of the hurricanes that we're going to have a very powerful hurricane season.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you for being here. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. Next weekend, Frank and I are here over the Memorial Day weekend. And I'd like you to call in and tell us who you remember. It is Memorial Day weekend, and maybe Frank can bring forward the spirit for you. And I have news. We are going to have a time change for our show beginning June 2nd. I'll be on an hour later. Instead of 9 Central, we'll be on 10 Central, and you can figure out the rest of it. I think it's 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. Let's find out. We'll be on, and we're hoping to expand the show and grow into some more time for you. So don't forget to tune in. And we have a wonderful show coming on ahead of us. I know that you're going to read about it and find out who's coming in. I think his name is Jack, and that should be very, very interesting because, you know, I do healing work, and the name of the show coming ahead of me is A Healing Journey. So I'm sure that you'll be interested in that as well. It's time to get ready for our meditation now. And we're going to begin with a wonderful song that everybody should listen to very clearly. It's called Water. And William Vitalis wrote this song in the late 80s. But I think that it's going to open your heart and open your mind and you'll find the value in it. The song is Water. Then we're going to do Loving Yourself Through Change meditation. I picked that because I certainly have been through change. And we finish with the wonderful Richard Shulman, Entering the Unknown. This is Elizabeth Joyce again with Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. Next week, Memorial Day, we're on at the normal time with Frank St. James. And we begin our new time on Sunday, June 2nd. Thank you for listening and good night.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani. The Christian it water, but to the cloud, it's all the same. Sister Water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away. Same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey or gall.
The reason that people do not move forward with change is because they are unwilling and unable to devote the time and energy required to meditate and focus their thoughts on a new energy and discoveries within themselves and stay with them until the change can have time to take form. It takes faith, trust, and determination to go into these fifth dimension energies and persevere. One of the most difficult experiences we all face looking back at our past is to understand where these beliefs, habits, and fears began. As we work to recognize these patterns, which we refer to as cleaning house, everything around them, everything around you, including your thoughts, relationships, and emotions, often become messier and more complicated before they can be removed, healed, and resolved. It can be daunting for the most hardiest of souls when faced with what they may have to deal with as they begin to take a look at the repercussions and results of their past actions. Are you willing to ascend, to look completely at yourself on your journey to a higher level while wrestling with your ego? That ego who is always struggling to remain in control. As with anything that comes with great rewards, you need to be willing to look completely within yourself, and that requires the soul to open its heart and accept some painful responsibility for your actions. This brings you the reward of freedom, forgiveness, compassion, and understanding. Life is about how you handle each and every moment as you live. The outcome is not as important as the energy you put doing the walking of your path. The knowledge gained during your life walk puts out an energy, and the outcome is a result of that energy. So, sit in a deep chair, both feet flat on the floor. Take some deep breaths. Open up the ground chakra and feel the light coming into your body and down your spine. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Don't judge yourself for human imperfections. Be gentle with them. Living in the now is a joyous moment of awakening. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Feel the light as it shines through your entire body, giving you strength, stamina, and faith. Breathe out. Remember, anything is possible for the divine. Ask your blessed higher self, how can I experience more of whatever it is that I need to learn right now? Then wait for your answer. And whatever your answer is, as you begin to act on it, just know this, you are living in the moment. Accepting change has to do with living in the moment. And now let yourself relax, breathing in and out, feeling good, feeling energized, feeling filled with the new energies of the fifth dimension. Anything is possible with the divine. Remember, anything is possible with the divine. Thank you.
Thank you.